们平安。
Peace to you, brothers and sisters.
我们何等欢喜，我们能够来，唱爱主的诗歌。
We are so full of joy that we can sing a hymn that speaks of the love of our Lord.
主的爱何等的甜美，何等的甘甜，何等的芬芳。
Lord's love is so sweet and it's so abundant, so fragrant.
我们感谢主，早晨在波饼聚会。他用他的爱来充满我们。
And we thank the Lord that this morning at the table meeting, he has filled us with his love.
我们愿意下面的时间，我们也在主的爱的里面，我们再有一点交通。
And we're willing for the following time to continue to have some fellowship in the Lord.
我们要读几处的圣经，请打开诗篇45篇第八节。
Let's read several passages of scripture. The very first to be Psalm chapter 45, verse 8.
诗篇45篇第八节。
Psalm 45, verse 8.
找到，请我们用中文先念一次，然后请姐妹用英文念。
Once we have found it, let's read it once in Chinese, and then I will read it in English.
好，诗篇45篇第八节，你的衣服都有没药、沉香、肉桂的香气，象牙宫中有丝弦乐器的声音，使你欢喜。
All your garments are fragrant with myrrh and aloes and cassia. Out of ivory palaces, stringed instruments have made you glad.
这里中文的圣经翻译成你的衣服都有没药、沉香、肉桂的香气。可是那个香气后面点都那个是点点点，意思就是原文没有。
And so here it says, all your garments are fragrant with myrrh, aloes, and cassia. And after fragrance, in Chinese, there are several dots, which means that it didn't have it originally.
就是它原来意思就是说你的衣服就是没药、沉香、肉桂。
And so its meaning is that your garments are myrrh, aloes, and cassia.
或者说墨药、沉香、肉桂就是你的衣服，就是主的衣服。
Or in other words, the myrrh, aloes, and cassia are the garments, are the clothing of our Lord.
第二处我们要读哥林多后书第二章14-15节。
And the next passage is in 2 Corinthians chapter 2, verses 14 and 15.
林后二章14-15节。
2 Corinthians 2, 14 and 15.
好，中文请。
Chinese?
感谢神常率领我们在基督里夸胜，并借着我们在各处显扬那因认识基督而有的香气，因为我们在神面前，无论在得救的人身上或灭亡的人身上，都有基督馨香之气。
But thanks be to God who always leads us in triumph in Christ and manifests through us the sweet aroma of the knowledge of Him in every place. For we are a fragrance of Christ to God among those who are being saved and among those who are perishing.
以弗所书第五章第一节第二节。
Ephesians chapter 5, verses 1 and 2.
以弗所书五章一节二节。
Ephesians 5, verses 1 and 2.
中文来
Chinese.
所以你们该效法神，好像蒙慈爱的儿女一样，也要凭爱心行事，正如基督爱我们，为我们舍己，当作馨香的供物和祭物献于神。
Therefore, be imitators of God as beloved children, and walk in love, just as Christ also loved you and gave himself up for us, an offering and a sacrifice to God as a fragrant aroma.
最后我们要读腓立比书第四章十八节。
And lastly, the book of Philippians, chapter 4, verse 18.
中文，但我样样都有，并且有余，我已经充足。因我从以巴弗底受了你们的馈送，当作极美的香气，为神所收纳、所喜悦的祭物。
Philippians 4:18. But I have received everything in full and have in abundance. I am amply supplied, having received from Epaphroditus what you have sent, a fragrant aroma, an acceptable sacrifice, well pleasing to God.
请我们再有点祷告。
Shall we bow for another word of prayer?
主，我们何等感谢你
！Lord, we're so full of thanks to you.
早晨，你让我们在你爱的面前如有聚集。
Because this morning we can gather once again in your love.
让我们不仅在主的爱宴面前，我们吃饼喝杯。
Not only in your love can we break the bread and drink of the cup.
主，我们下面也愿意来在爱的里面来听你的声音。
But in the following time, in your love, we also want to hear your voice.
主，你的衣服就是末药，就是沉香，就是肉桂。
And Lord, your garments are myrrh, aloe, and cassia.
主啊，你所说的一切，所行的一切事，哦，主啊，在地上的时候都发出馨香。
And everything that you did, everything that you said, had a fragrant aroma.
你也成为馨香的供物献与神，叫神的心满足。
It was a fragrant aroma, a pleasing sacrifice to God, which satisfied God.
早晨，我们愿意你再来对我们说话。
And so, Lord, this morning we're willing for you to once again speak to us.
愿主的馨香早晨。主充满在这个地方。
Lord, may your fragrance fill this place.
让我们能够遇见你。
So that we may meet you.
我们能够来，被你得着。
So that we may be gained by you.
我们能够被你改变，像我们的主一样。
And be changed by you, so that we would be more like you.
祷告奉主耶稣的名。
We pray this in Jesus' name.
Amen.
Amen.
所以早晨，我的负担就是交通基督的馨香。
So this morning, my burden is to share the fragrance of Christ.
我们愿意从四方面来交通。第一方面讲到香跟臭。
The very first point we're going to share on four points. The first is fragrance or stench.
第二方面讲到基督馨香的生命。
And the second point is the fragrance of Christ's life.
第三方面。我们来看馨香生命的养成。
And thirdly, cultivating the fragrance of Christ's life.
最后我们来交通馨香生命的流露。
And lastly, the outflow of the fragrance of life.
首先这个香气跟臭气啊。
So first off, fragrance or stench.
我们的天性都是喜欢美的，不喜欢丑的。
Our human nature, we like that which is beautiful, not that which is ugly.
我们都是喜欢香的，不喜欢臭的。
We all like that which is fragrant, not that which stinks.
我想我们去旅行，我们总不免要上厕所。
And when you travel, you can't help but to have to go to use the bathroom.
有的地方呢，那个洗手间很干净啊，进去还有点香味。
Some bathrooms are very clean. When you go in, it even smells fragrant.
那有些地方呢，那个洗手间呢就有味道。
And some places smell very bad.
有一次我到中国去出差，然后开完会以后呢，那主办的人很好，带我们去旅游。
One time I went to China on a business trip, and after the meetings, the organizers took us out to go visit some places.
他们带我们到长城的起点。
And they brought us to the very beginning of the Great Wall.
然后呢，风景很漂亮。
It was very scenic.
可是呢，有一位美国的同事呢，他吃坏了肚子。
But there was an American coworker of mine, he ate something bad, and he was not feeling well.
着急的找厕所。
He was very anxious in trying to find a bathroom.
那去了之后呢，脸色很苍白。
And so when he went, he was pretty pale.
就从厕所出来，脸色更惨白。
And when he came out of the bathroom, his face looked even more pale.
那些地方的厕所，我自己都不敢进去。
And those bathrooms, I even dare not go.
那他这位呢？我这位好朋友呢？他都是住五星级的旅馆。
And this friend of mine, he always stays in five-star hotels.
从来没有去过这种很可怕的地方。
He's never gone into places like that before.
然后呢？所以我们知道哈，我们都是喜欢香的，不喜欢臭的。
So we all know we like that which smells good, not that which smells bad.
那我姊妹也跟我讲哈，她说你看一个国家进不进步，你就看她厕所干不干净。
And my wife also tells me, for you to know whether or not a country has progressed, you want to see whether or not their bathrooms are clean.
哎，有没有香味？
Whether they're fragrant,
香的还是臭的？
Whether they smell good or they smell bad.
Okay. 那我们基督徒呢？我们一起聚会，我们要问问看，人到我们的当中呢？我们在我们中间是香的还是臭的
？And so we need to ask when we gather together for meetings, when people come and they gather with us, are we fragrant or do we smell bad?
那我们都有这些很美好的回忆哈，比如像我小时候呢，我们的家后面呢就有一种花叫七里香。
And we all have some very good memories. When I was young, we lived on a hillside and it had a lot of flowers. There was a flower called the orange jasmine.
那晚上呢，特别在夏天的晚上，它就开花，然后哎，就传来淡淡的香味。
And so in the evenings when the flowers would bloom and the breeze would blow, it would blow that smell, that fragrance over.
想呢，现在呢还很让人怀念哈。
And so even now when I think about it, it's very memorable.
或者是呢，有时候我们肚子饿了，哎呀，闻到那个饭菜的香味，也让我们很高兴。
Or sometimes when you're hungry and you smell some food, it causes us to be happy.
请大家现在先不要想暗夜啊。
So right now, don't think about your lunch.
我们先来想主。
Right now, let's think about our Lord.
在想主，在来我们来看主耶稣馨香以前呢，我想问大家一个问题。
But before let's consider the fragrance of our Lord, let me ask you a question.
人是香的还是臭的？
Are people fragrant or smelly?
人是香的还是臭的？
Are people fragrant or smelly?
William, 有没有人敢讲
？William, anyone?
有人是说是香的，有人说臭的，有人说是混杂的哈。
Some people say you smell good, some people say they smell bad, and some say mixed.
也许有人觉得我又不香又不臭。
Perhaps some feel that, well, I don't smell good nor bad.
我想大家请来思想这个问题哈。
But let's think about this question.
我们是香的还是臭的？
Do we smell fragrant or do we smell bad?
有一次我坐飞机，那邻座的人呢，他的有很重的体臭。
One time I was on a plane and my neighbor sitting next to me had a very strong body odor.
想不想闻都没有办法。
Even though I didn't want to smell it, I had no choice.
那没有办法换位置，要把安全带扣上来。
And I had no chance to change the seat, and I had to buckle my seatbelt.
所以几个钟头下来呢，哎呀，被熏得很惨。
And so after several hours, I was overwhelmed with the smell.
可是这位仁兄呢，他一点感觉都没有。
But to this person, he had no sense of it.
我想这是神的恩典。
This is God's grace.
我想如果每个人知道自己很臭的话，那这一辈子就很悲惨。
Because if you know that you smell very bad, then your whole life would be pretty tragic.
但是另一方面又说到一件事实。
However, it also tells us this truth.
就是我们人都是会觉得别人臭。
That we humans, we all feel that others smell bad.
你自己臭呢，却不知道。
When you yourself smell bad, you don't know it.
所以有体臭的人可能自己也不知道自己臭。
So if you have a body odor, perhaps you don't even realize it.
那因为我以前当过牙医哈。
And in the past, because I used to be a dentist.
我也知道哈，很多人有口臭。
I know that a lot of people have bad breath.
那但是呢，如果你跟人家讲说你有口臭的话。
However, if you tell a person you have bad breath.
你知道对方会怎么讲吗？
You know what the other person would say?
他说我才不臭呢，你才有口臭呢。
They would say, I don't have bad breath, you're the one with bad breath.
所以人都是这样子。
This is humans.
我们自己的光景我们自己不知道。
We don't know our own condition.
但是感谢主。
But we thank our Lord.
主来了，他就显明我们的光景。
The Lord has come to reveal our own condition to
ourselves. 为的是要来拯救我们。
In order to save us.
所以怎么样子让我们能够从这个臭的变香的呢？
So how could we go from something that smells bad into something that's fragrant?
有两个办法。
There's two ways.
就人来说的话。
At least towards us humans.
第一个呢，就是你把自己洗干净。
The first thing is that you need to wash yourself to be clean.
以前我不知道这个，来美国我才发现说，在美国哈，很多那个青少年他们要出去约会的时候呢，第一件要做什么事？
I didn't know this until I came to the States. For the young people here in America, when you need to go on a date, what's the very first thing that you do?
Stephen, 做什么事?
Stephen, what do you do?
要先洗澡，对不对? 先 take a shower.
You take a shower, isn't that right?
这非常好。
Is this very good?
真是愿意把这个自己弄得很干净，香香的，然后再出去约会。
You need to wash yourself so that you're clean before you go out on a date.
那第二个方面呢，要怎么办
？What's the second thing that you do？
就有些人就撒香水。
Some people put on perfume。
我以前都只知道女人有女人的香水，还不知道现在还有男人的香水。
In the past, I knew that there was woman's perfume, but I didn't know that there's now men's perfume as well。
你知道那个香水撒一点点还好。
You know, a little bit is okay。
那我最怕的就是有人撒了很多的香水。
But I'm most afraid of those who use a lot。
那进到房间里面，那很近的时候，真的是很受不了。
Because as soon as you enter into the same room with that person and you draw very close, you can't. It's hard for me to stand it.
所以我们知道，这个人要让自己变香哈，用香水这个不是一个神所要的方法。
And so for a person to use perfume, this is not God's original intention.
我想问大家一个问题：圣经上第一次提到这个馨香在哪里
？Let me ask you, what's the first time the Bible mentions something that's fragrant?
圣经中第一次提到馨香，馨香之气是什么
？This word fragrance, what's the first time? When is the first time the Bible mentions this?
挪亚，对。
During the time of Noah, yes.
OK， 是这样。我们知道说，当在挪亚的时候呢，然后因为人犯罪啊，所以呢，圣经上讲说，他说，神耶和华神在地上看，耶和华神看人在地上罪恶很大，终日思想的尽都是恶。
And so during the time of Noah, the Lord records that the Lord saw that the wickedness of man was great on the earth, and that every intent of the thoughts of his heart was only evil continually.
神岂里忧伤？他看见世界在神面前败坏，地上满了强暴。
The Lord was sorry that he made man on the earth, and he was grieved in his heart, for everything was filled with violence.
这个世界整个都败坏了，凡有血气的都败坏了行为。
This entire earth was corrupted, and everything that had breath was filled with violence.
所以神就用洪水来审判这个世界。
And so God needed to judge this world with the flood.
神不愿意这个世界整个都是强暴，人终日思想尽都是恶。
God was not willing for this world to be filled with violence, for every intention and thought of man's heart to be evil continually.
可是神的心意并不是要毁灭这个世界，毁灭并不是一个审判，并不是一个终结。
However, God's intention was not to just simply destroy this world. It was not his end result.
我们知道神叫挪亚预备了一只方舟。
We know that God allowed Noah to prepare the ark.
这方舟拯救了挪亚和他的一家。
This ark saved Noah and his family.
所以挪亚当他们一家从方舟出来的时候呢，挪亚就为耶和华神筑了一座坛。
And so when Noah and his family came out of the ark, he built an altar to the Lord.
拿各样洁净的牲畜、飞鸟在这坛上献燔祭。
He took of every clean animal, of every clean bird, and offered burnt offerings on the altar.
当神闻到那馨香之气，就说：“我不再因人的缘故咒诅地，也不再按我才行的毁灭各样的活物。”
The Lord smelled the soothing aroma, and the Lord said to himself, "I will never again curse the ground on account of man, for the intent of man's heart is evil from his youth."
这个馨香之气从哪里来的呢
？Where does the soothing aroma come from？
是要把洁净的牲畜在坛上烧掉，就是献为燔祭。
Every clean animal, every clean bird needs to be a burnt offering.
这个燔祭呢，就是整个要烧掉的。
A burnt offering means that this entire thing needs to be burnt up.
那神闻到这馨香之气呢，他心里面就非常的高兴。
So when God breathes in this fragrant aroma, he is satisfied.
哎，难道神是喜欢吃烧烤吗
？So is it that God likes to eat barbecue?
不是的。
No.
哦，是因为这里有一个新造的一个开始。
But no, here there is a new beginning.
原来人是犯罪堕落，终日思想尽都是恶。
Originally, man had sinned and fell, and every intention of his heart was evil continually.
但是在审判之后，神要挪亚拿洁净的动物在坛上献为燔祭。
However, after God's judgment, now God had received this clean burnt offering.
我们知道人原来是按着神的样式照着他的照着他的形象，按着他的样式被造的。
Now we know that man was created originally according to the image of God.
讲按着他的形象，照着他的样式。
According to his likeness and according to his image.
就是我们里面外面呢都要像神的意思。
So inwardly and outwardly, we are all to be like God.
可是很可惜，人犯罪就离开神。
However, sadly, because of sin, we are now apart from God.
离开神的结果就是越来越不像神。
The result of going of being apart from God is that gradually you become less and less like God.
所以神需要来审判。
And so God needed to judge.
审判以后呢，神要把一个新的生命来赐下。
And after judgment, God needed to give a new life.
就是这个洁净的。
That which is clean.
代替不洁净的。
To substitute that which was unclean.
而且燔祭的意思就是烧在坛上呢。单单的要讨神的喜悦。
And so the meaning of a burnt offering is that which is completely burned up solely for the pleasure of God.
所以我们就知道这个当圣经上讲到第一次这个馨香之气发出来的时候。
So the very first time the Bible mentions this fragrant or soothing aroma in the Bible.
就代表神的恩典和他的怜悯。
It represents God's grace and mercy.
神再给人一个机会。
God now gives man another opportunity.
可以让那有罪的变成无罪的。
To allow that which had sinned to now be sinless.
可以让污秽的变成洁净的。
To allow that which was unclean to now be clean.
可以让臭的变成香的。
To allow that which did not smell bad had a foul odor to be fragrant.
我们是不是愿意来得到这样子神这样子的恩典呢？
Are we willing to come and receive this grace from God?
真是愿意我们每一位在座的，不管我们是不是已经信主哈，没有信主的，那当然我们要得到这救恩。
We all desire whether you have believed in him or not, especially if you have not yet believed in him.
当然要先得到这个救恩。
Of course, first we need to receive his salvation.
那如果已经信主的人呢
？And if you have already believed in the Lord,
那我请问你
，Let me ask you.
你今天是香的还是臭的
？Today, are you fragrant or do you have a foul odor?
哦、oh, ，我们在我们自己里面都是臭的。
Within ourselves, we all smell bad.
但是我们若常常来亲近主
However, if you often draw near to the Lord,
常常让主的生命来代替我们的生命
and often use His life to substitute for our own,
这个臭的就变香的
then that which smells bad will be fragrant.
所以我们来看基督馨香的生命
So now let's take a look at the fragrance of Christ's life.
我们知道在圣经里面呢，约瑟是一个很特别的人，他因为他预表基督。
We know in the Bible Joseph is a very interesting person because he illustrates he is a type of Christ.
约瑟被卖，那主耶稣也被卖。
Joseph was sold, and the Lord Jesus was sold.
约瑟为什么被卖呢
？Why was Joseph sold?
因为他很讨他父亲的喜欢，他的兄弟们就嫉妒他。
Because he really desired to please his father, and his brothers were jealous of him.
所以当有一天他去看他的哥哥的时候，他的哥哥就把他推到坑里面去。
So one day when he went to visit his brothers threw him into a pit.
本来是要杀他的。
Originally they wanted to kill him.
哎，可是正巧这个有一对米甸的这个以斯玛利人呢，从那边经过。
But it just so happened that some Midian traders came by.
他们圣经上讲说，他们从基列来。用骆驼驮着香料、乳香、末药，要带下埃及去。
It said that they had came from Gilead with their camels carrying aromatic gum and balm and myrrh on their way to bring them down to Egypt.
那他的兄弟就说：“那我们为什么要杀他呢
？”And so his brother said, "Why do we want to kill him?"
不如把他卖给这些以斯玛利的商人。
Wouldn't it be better to sell him to the Ishmaelite traders?
这以斯玛利的商人是从哪里来去哪里呢？
Where are these Ishmaelites? Where are they from, and where are they going?
他们从基列来，要到埃及去。
They have come from Gilead, and they're going to Egypt.
他们卖什么东西呢
？What are they selling?
他们用骆驼驮着香料、乳香、末药。
On their camels, they bore aromatic gum and balm and myrrh.
我们知道，感谢我们的主。
We thank our Lord.
我们的主，他虽然是宇宙的主，是创造的主。他在天上，他实在是非常的有荣耀。
Even though he is the creator of the universe and he has created all things, he has such glory in the heavens.
他甘愿降卑自己，从天上来到地上。
He was willing to humble himself to come down onto earth.
就像从基列到埃及一样。
Just like from Gilead down to Egypt.
我们的主他是满了香气的。
Our Lord, he is full of sweet aroma.
他满了有香料，有乳香，有末药，这就是他的衣裳。
His garments, he has so much aromatic gum, balm, and myrrh.
我们感谢主，他为我们爱我们的缘故，他甘愿降卑。
We thank our Lord because he loves us. He was willing to humble himself.
他甘愿来放弃他在天上他一切在的荣耀，他一切的丰富，他一切他所有所父神在一起这样美好的情形。
He was willing to place down all of the abundance, all of the glory that he had before the Father.
他甘愿为我们来到地上。
And he was willing to come down to earth for us.
那他的生命是怎样的生命呢
？So what kind of life did he have?
他的生命是充满着馨香的生命，是有香料、有乳香、有末药的生命。
His life was fragrant with myrrh, with aloes, with cassia.
我们感谢我们的主。
And so we thank our Lord.
他是这样的爱我们。
He loves us so.
圣经上讲到说，在象牙宫中有丝弦乐器的声音。
And so in the Bible it says that out of ivory palaces, stringed instruments have made you glad.
所以主这样子的从天上降卑自己来到地上。
This was our Lord who had humbled himself to come down to earth.
他为了要拯救我们。
In order to save us.
以赛亚书讲到说，我们的主来到地上的时候，他没有加行美容。
In the book of Isaiah, it tells us that he had no outward appearance that allowed us to look upon him.
所以人从外面看他不像一位弥赛亚。
He had no outward beauty, so it didn't look like he was the Messiah.
但是主所做所行的呢，他却散发着馨香之气。
But everything that he did and said had the fragrance of God.
从主耶稣的降生到主耶稣在地上行走，到主耶稣在十字架上为我们代死以后。 都跟香料有关。
Everything in his life, from his birth to his service and to his death, had to do with this with the fragrance, with these spices.
我们知道，当主耶稣生的时候，有东方的博士来朝见主耶稣。
When the Lord Jesus was born, we know that the wise men of the came from the east to seek out our Lord.
他们来拜拜耶稣的拜主耶稣，那时候还是一个小孩子的时候呢，他们就拿着黄金、乳香和没药为礼物献给他。
When they came to worship the Lord Jesus, he was a young child, and they presented to him gifts of gold, frankincense, and myrrh.
黄金就代表神的生命。
This gold represents the nature, the life of God.
乳香跟没药很特别哦，这两个都是香料，但是不一样。
Frankincense and myrrh, they're very interesting. Even though they're both fragrant spices, they're different.
我们等一下再讲。
We'll talk about it in a bit.
主耶稣死的时候呢，为我们钉十字架死了以后呢，又有尼哥底母呢，就是先前夜里见耶稣的，拿着没药和沉香来膏主耶稣。
And Nicodemus, who had first come to him by night when our Lord Jesus had died, brought a mixture of myrrh and aloes with him.
所以感谢主，主耶稣的出生跟主耶稣的受死埋葬都跟香料有关。
When our Lord Jesus was born and when he died and at his burial, it all had to do with these fragrant spices.
主耶稣一生在地上行走的时候，那他在地上是怎样的彰显他的生命呢？
All of the life throughout the life of our Lord Jesus, how did he express the fragrance of Christ?
我们感谢主，主的生命，他就是要叫主的生命在以赛亚书记载的，就是说，在他的主的灵神的灵在他身上，他用膏膏我，叫我传福音给贫穷的人，叫差遣我报告被掳的释放，瞎眼的看见。叫那受压制的得自由。
And so we know from the book of Isaiah that all throughout the life of our Lord, that the Spirit of the Lord is upon me, because he appointed me to preach the gospel to the poor. He has sent me to proclaim release to the captives and recovery of sight to the blind and to set free those who are oppressed.
耶稣走遍各城各乡，在会堂里教训人，宣讲天国的福音，又医治各样的病症。他看见许多的人，就怜悯他们，因为他们困苦流离，如羊没有牧人一般。
He went through all the cities and villages, teaching in their synagogues and proclaiming the gospel of Jesus, gospel of the kingdom, healing every kind of disease and every kind of sickness.
我们记得主耶稣有一次遇见一个全身长大麻风的人。
One time we know that our Lord Jesus, he met a person who was covered with leprosy all over his body.
这个长大麻风人对主说，主，你若肯，必能叫我洁净。
And so he said to the Lord, Lord, if you are willing, you are able to make me clean.
圣经中说主耶稣就伸手摸他，说我肯，你洁净了。
And the Bible records that our Lord Jesus stretched out his hand and touched him and said, I am willing, be cleansed.
主耶稣不需要伸手去摸他。
Our Lord Jesus did not need to stretch out his hand.
主耶稣说你洁净了，他就洁净了。
If the Lord says be cleansed, he would be cleansed.
但是主是何等的充满爱。
But what great love our Lord Jesus had.
他伸手摸他，说我肯。你洁净吧。
He stretched out his hand and said, I am willing, be cleansed.
当有一次文士和法利赛人拿着一个行淫的被拿的妇人来到主耶稣的面前试探他。
One time, the scribes and the Pharisees brought a woman who was caught in adultery to our Lord Jesus in order to tempt him.
他们问主说，要不要用石头把这个人打死？
And said to him, shall we stone her with stones?
主说，你们当中谁是没有罪的，可以拿第一块石头来打他。
And so the Lord Jesus responded by saying, Whosoever is without sin among you, let him cast the first stone.
所以这些人从老到少一个一个就走了。
And so when they heard this from the oldest to the youngest, one by one they left.
主耶稣就问这个妇人说，没有人定你的罪吗？
And so the Lord Jesus asked her, Woman, did no one condemn you?
她说没有。
She said no.
主说我也不定你的罪，去吧，从此以后不要再犯罪。
And Jesus said, I do not condemn you either. Go, from now on, sin no more.
这是何等的怜悯，何等的恩典。
What great grace and great mercy.
甚至主耶稣在十字架上对钉他人说，父啊，赦免他们，因为他们所做的他们不晓得。
And the Lord Jesus, even on the cross, he said, Father, forgive them, for they know not what they do.
这是何等的赦免。
This is great forgiveness.
我不晓得大家有没有觉得哈，圣经上讲的这些故事都跟我们有关。
I don't know whether or not you feel like these stories in the Bible have anything to do with you.
我们常常所做的，我们不知道。
Oftentimes we don't know the things that we do.
但是主为我们死了。
But our Lord, He died for us.
他说，父啊，赦免他们，因为他们所做的，他们不知道。
He says, Father, forgive them, for they know not what they do.
我们是不是常常也像这全身长大麻风的人？
Are we often also like this person who is full of leprosy?
我们常常犯罪，我们没有办法来自拔。
We often sin and we have no way of changing ourselves.
但主就伸手来摸我们。
However, the Lord stretched out His hand to touch us.
他说，我肯，你洁净吧。
He says, I am willing, be cleansed.
我们是不是很多的时候也像这个行淫的时候被拿的妇人一样？
Are we often like this woman caught in adultery as well?
证据凿确，没有话说。
She was caught in the act, so she had nothing to say.
但是主说，我也不定你的罪，去吧，不要再，从此不要再犯了。
But now the Lord says, I condemn you, I do not condemn you either. Go, from now on, sin no more.
所以主耶稣在地上的一生，他就流露了馨香的生命。
So all of the life of our Lord flowed out fragrance of new life.
主耶稣他虽然没有加行美容，
even though he had no outward beauty,
但是他却流露了馨香之气。
Yet the fragrance that come from him was sweet.
所以众人愿意到他的面前来。
So everyone was willing to come before him.
他们愿意来听主耶稣的来讲道。
They wanted to hear our Lord Jesus preach.
他们愿意来拥挤耶稣。
They were willing to draw near to him and even crowd him.
因为这里有一个生命是跟地上不一样的生命。
Because here was a life that was different from all other lives on earth.
真是愿意我们多多来亲近主。
We desire to draw near to our Lord even more.
主耶稣的生，主耶稣在地上的行走，主耶稣的死，他都充满着馨香。
His living, his birth, and his death was filled with fragrance.
这馨香的生命是怎么样的养成呢？
So how do we cultivate this fragrance of life?
在这第三方面呢，我们要来看怎么样子主馨香的生命也可以在我们的里面来被我们得着呢？
So in this third point, let's talk about how we can also gain this fragrance of His life.
我们知道当旧约先知巴兰呢，本来要去咒诅以色列人，但是神却叫他为以色列人祝福。
We know that in the Old Testament, Balaam, he was a prophet. He was going out to curse the Israelites. However, God asked him and had him bless them instead.
他说，雅各啊，如耶和华所栽的沉香树，如水边的香柏木。
He says that like valleys that stretch out, like gardens beside a river, like aloes planted by the Lord, like cedars beside the waters.
他特别讲到雅各，就是以色列家呢，就像耶和华所栽的沉香树，如同水边的香柏木。
He was talking about O Jacob, which is the house of Israel, that they are like cedars planted beside the waters.
所以馨香生命的养成，第一步我们就要看见那沉香树是耶和华所栽种的。
So the very first step of cultivating this fragrant life is to see that God is the one who plants us by the waters.
馨香生命的源头是神。
The origin of this fragrant life is God.
我们的天然的生命是会犯罪的。
In our natural life, we will sin.
罪的工价就是死。
And the result, the wages of sin is death.
死以后就怎么样？
And after you die,
就臭了。
Then you smell.
所以在新约的圣经里面只有出现过一次臭。
Only one time in the New Testament has this word stench appear.
是在哪里？
Where was this?
拉撒路。
When Lazarus died.
当拉撒路死了以后呢，当主耶稣去的时候已经过了四天了。
After Lazarus died and when the Lord Jesus arrived, 4 days had already passed.
马大就说，他主你不用去了，他到那里去呢，他一定是臭了。
Martha said, Lord, by this time there will be a stench because it's already been 4 days.
这就代表我们天然的生命。
This represents our natural life.
天然的生命是犯罪的生命。
Our natural life is one that sins.
犯罪，罪的工价就是死。
And the wages of sin is death.
死了以后就臭了。
And after you die, then you have a stench.
所以我们如果知道是这样的话，我们就赶快的来转向主。
And so if you know this, then quickly turn to the Lord.
我们要来得从神来馨香 的新的生命。
Let's gain the new life that is fragrant from God.
因为从神的生命是不犯罪的生命，也是不能犯罪的生命。
Because the life that is from God is sinless and a life that cannot sin.
哎，这很好啊。
This is good.
我不晓得大家有没有觉得说，哎，我们罪得赦免非常好。
I don't know whether or not you feel it's good that your sins are forgiven.
是我们常常觉得说我们很多的地方我们是在犯罪，然后得罪神哈，也得罪人，然后这个罪被赦免的非常好。
Because so often we feel that we do sin and we sin against others, and so if our sins are forgiven, it's very good.
感谢主，非常好。
Yes, thank the Lord, it's good.
但是更好的事情是什么呢？就是得着一个不能犯罪、不会犯罪的生命。
That now you have a life that does not sin and cannot sin.
Oh.弟兄姐妹们，我们得着的生命是不会去犯罪的生命。
Brothers and sisters, the life that we now have is a life that cannot sin.
也许我们的旧人还有很多的这个缺点，很多的脾气，或者说是很多想要犯罪的这样的一个想法。
Perhaps in your old man, you still have your temper and your old ways of thinking.
但是感谢主，主给我们的一个新的生命是一个。没有罪，而且不会去犯罪的生命。
However, we thank our Lord because the life that He has given us is one that cannot sin and will not sin.
所以我们第一步呢，我们真要认识说，这个一个馨香生命的源头是神，是要得着这个新的生命。
So the very first step of gaining this new life, of having this fragrant life, is knowing that God is the one who has given us this life.
第二步，要让这个生命长大。
Secondly, this life needs to mature and grow.
听说这个沉香树啊，它长大的时候呢，可以高到30公尺。
I have heard that cedar trees, once it is fully mature, it is very tall, up to 30 meters tall.
100英尺。
Which is about 100 feet.
是沉香树 aloe tree.
Aloe tree.
那所以这个树呢，它的树干跟树枝的核心呢，它都充满这个芳香的树脂。
And so the core of the trunk and its branches are filled with resin and an aromatic oil.
也许我们刚刚得救的时候，主的生命很小。
Perhaps when we are just saved, the life of the Lord within us is very small.
那我们这天然生命很大。
And our natural life is very big.
那也许我们就常常照着我们天然的意思去做。
And so oftentimes we go according to our own ideas.
但是感谢主，主的生命可以在我们里面长大。
But we thank the Lord, the Lord's life inside of us can grow and mature.
当主的像沉香树一样呢，在我们里面来慢慢长大的时候，他的生命就代替我们的生命。
And so this aloe tree, as it continues to grow, it will replace our natural life.
他必兴旺，我必衰微。
And so may he increase and I decrease.
若主的生命在我们里面是丰富的，那这样的心我们就会越来越香，对不对？
And so if his life is more and more abundant, then you will become more and more fragrant.
所以我们要常常的住在主的里面。
So we need to often abide in the Lord.
常常要读经、祷告、来聚会。
Read the Bible often, pray, gather together in our meetings.
这样子让主的生命可以在我们里面慢慢的长大。
Then his life will gradually mature in us.
还不止这样啊。
Not only so.
神要让我们经过一些艰难。
God will allow us to go through some difficulties.
讲到主的生命也像乳香的生命。
And we also know that our Lord's life is like frankincense.
乳香呢，就代表一个圣洁无罪的生命。
And this frankincense, it illustrates a life which is true, which is holy.
那在利未记讲到说若有人要献素祭来给耶和华呢，要怎么献呢？他要将细面浇上油，再加上乳香，然后烧在坛上。
If anyone is to bring up an offering to the Lord in the book of Leviticus, it says that you are to present a grain offering as an offering. It shall be of fine flour. He shall pour oil on it and put frankincense on it.
那后来又讲到另外一种祭叫赎罪祭。
And then later on, there it talks about a sin offering.
赎罪祭呢，就要用两只斑鸠或两只雏鸽
，and you need to bring either two turtle doves or two young pigeons.
同样的，要加上面
，and you also need to add in fine flour.
但是呢，特别讲到不可加上油，也不可加上乳香，因为是赎罪祭。
However, it particularly says you shall not put oil on it or place incense on it, for it is a sin offering.
所以乳香就代表神圣洁无罪的生命。
And so frankincense, this incense speaks of the holy, sinless life of our Lord.
主的生命就是这样一个无罪不会犯罪的生命。
And so this is the life of our Lord. It is sinless. It cannot sin.
所以大家还记得吗？就是主降生的时候，那博士送给主耶稣的礼物是什么
？And so do you remember what did the Magi give to the Lord Jesus at his birth?
黄金、
gold、
乳香。末药
frankincense and myrrh.
然后最后主在十字架上为我们受死， 后来尼哥底母去高主的时候，他带什么呢？
And so after our Lord died, and Nicodemus he came to anoint the body of our Lord. What did he bring?
沉香跟末药。
Frankincense and myrrh.
有没有乳香？
Was there frankincense? No, no frankincense.
为什么没有乳香呢？
Why was there no frankincense?
因为主在十字架上成了那位担罪的羔羊。
Because our Lord Jesus upon the cross, he was the lamb who was slain for us.
不管，所以感谢主啊，真的主的生命何等的纯圣洁何等的美丽。
And so we thank our Lord. His life is beautiful and it is completely holy.
他就像那个乳香的生命。
His life is that of the frankincense.
但他甘愿为我们成为罪。
However, he willingly became sin for us.
所以呢，到后来就是用沉香跟末药来膏这位为我们担罪受死神的羔羊。
And so at the very end, he was anointed with myrrh, and he became that anointing for us.
乳香要怎么产生的呢？
And so how does frankincense come about?
它需要在树皮上来割开一个伤口。
Yet you need to cut open the bark of that tree.
然后呢，就有乳状的汁子流出来，然后碰到空气以后呢，它就变硬了。
You will have that frankincense oil coming out. It will be a fragrant resin. And when it touches the air, it will begin to harden.
所以乳香它需要这个树被切开来有伤口。
And so in order to have frankincense, you need to have that cut, that wound upon that tree.
末药也是一样。
It is the same with myrrh.
这个树皮呢，因为有一个切割的伤口呢，它就会流出汁液来。
And so once you have that opening in the bark of the tree, now you have a resin that comes out.
末药的原文的意思呢，就是苦的意思。
The original meaning of the word myrrh is bitterness.
它尝起来是苦的，但是呢，闻起来却是香的。
If you are to taste it, it tastes bitter. However, if you smell it, it smells fragrant.
所以不管是乳香，不管是末药。他要能够来散发出香气，第一件事情就是要先受伤。
So whether this is frankincense or myrrh, the very first step in order to collect these material is that there needs to be a cut, a wound.
当我们在神面前，我们的生命长大一点的时候呢，主也许会叫我们经过一些艰难的环境。
When we now want to grow in the Lord, perhaps the very first thing the Lord will do in you as you draw near to Him,
叫我们被割伤。甚至被压碎，那这些受伤呢？有时候是可能跟我们自己有关系。
Is that perhaps you will go through some difficult environments? You will be hurt, you will be wounded, and it might have to do with your natural self.
也许是我们自己做错了事，神的管教。
Sometimes it could be that you yourself you've done something wrong, and God now needs to discipline you.
但有时候呢，也完全不是我们的错。
However, sometimes you haven't done no wrong.
但是却遭遇到不公平的事情。
And yet you encounter something that's very unfair.
啊，为这个我们就要感谢主了。
And for this, we need to thank our Lord.
因为主让允许我们受伤。
Because the Lord allows you to be hurt.
主允许我们被压碎，受不公平的对待。
He allows you to be crushed and to be unjustly treated.
是要叫我们来得益处。
So that you may be benefited.
所以当我们碰到有环境艰难的时候，我们要到主的面前祷告。
And so when you encounter difficult environments, we need to come before the Lord and pray.
求主光照我们，是不是因为我们有隐而未现的罪
？Ask the Lord to enlighten us. Have we sinned so that now we are being disciplined for it?
所以我们要为这罪悔改。
And we need to repent and confess our sin.
若是没有，那我们也感谢主。
If not, then we thank the Lord.
因为这是主，他要让我们与他。有来一同来经历基督的苦难。
Because now, together with the Lord, we are suffering with our Lord Jesus.
当我们与主一同受苦，将来就要与他一同得荣耀。
And if you suffer with the Lord, then one day you will be glorified with the Lord.
那在这个过程当中呢，就有一件事情发生。
And in this process, something interesting will happen.
基督的馨香可以坐在我们的生命的里面。
The fragrance of Christ will be upon you.
基督的馨香。可以从我们当中被流出来。
And the fragrance of Christ now can come out from you.
那另外一个就是肉桂或者是桂皮。
And now there's another very interesting material called cassia.
那这桂皮是代表什么呢？就是代表基督复活的能力。
This cassia represents the power of the resurrection of Christ.
所以以前他们常常用桂皮来做驱虫剂。
In the ancient times, cassia was used as an insect repellent.
来赶出昆虫啊，蛇蝎这些。
It could keep out insects and snakes.
所以我们就感谢主，主的馨香还不只是代表主这个无罪的生命，他这样子一个受苦的一个生命。
So we thank the Lord. Not only does is His life one that is very fragrant and that is sinless, and now it's also
主耶稣也为我们来经过这地上的一生，也为我们担罪。
Of suffering, and now he has also borne our sin.
主耶稣的生命还是一个复活的生命。
His life is also one that resurrects from the dead.
所以这桂皮呢，就代表主一个复活的生命。
And so this cassia, it represents the resurrected life.
来赶出所有魔鬼的作为。
It casts out all the works of the enemy.
神的儿子显现，我要除掉魔鬼一切的作为。
Because the works of our Lord Jesus, the Son of God, is to cast out all works of the devil.
所以感谢主，我们得着这样的一个生命，就可以来向罪死，向神活。
And so now, when we have gained this life from the Lord, now we can die to sin and live unto His life.
我们可以说跟主说，主啊，我愿意你的生命来代替我的生命。
And we say to the Lord, Lord, I'm willing for Your life to replace mine.
愿你复活的生命来胜过我里面一切的死亡。
Because Your resurrected life can now overcome all death within me.
这是我们的盼望。
This is our hope.
我们感谢主。
We thank our Lord.
他的生命就是这样一个馨香的生命。
This is the fragrant life of our Lord Jesus.
他如何，我们也如何。
How He is, we will be also.
然后我们要来看这馨香生命怎么样的从我们当中流露呢？
And so lastly, let's take a look. How can this fragrant life flow out from us?
圣经上就新约只讲到一次臭，但讲到很多次香。
In the New Testament, it only says, mentions the word stench one time, but it speaks of that which is fragrant many times.
大家记得说当主耶稣要上十字架以前
，We all know before our Lord Jesus, He went up on the cross.
他到伯大尼
，He went to Bethany,
就是拉撒路从死里复活的地方
，The place where Lazarus, where he was resurrected from the dead.
所以那时候呢，玛利亚拿着一斤极贵的真拿达香膏来抹耶稣的脚
，And Mary, she took a pound of very costly perfume of pure nard and anointed the feet of our Lord Jesus.
又用自己的头发去擦，屋里就满了膏的香气。
She wiped his feet with her hair, and the house was filled with the fragrance and the perfume.
我们感谢主。
We thank our Lord.
玛利亚她打碎了玉瓶，然后呢，就有香气能够流出来。
Mary, she broke that bottle so that the fragrance could come out.
是在哪里呢？是在她叫拉撒路从死里复活的地方。
Where did she do this? She did this in the place where Lazarus was resurrected from the dead.
所以主的心意就是要我们能够从死里复活，然后呢，要让我们也得着主的生命。
And so the heart of our Lord is that we will also resurrect with Him and gain His life.
但我们要做一件事。
But we need to do something.
就像玛利亚一样，我们要把玉瓶能够打碎。
And just like Mary, we need to break that bottle.
实际上，在雅歌里面讲到说。你的名如倒出来的香膏。
And so in the book of Song of Songs, your name is like ointment poured forth.
主还不只是装在瓶里面的膏油。
This is not, the Lord is not only like this ointment that is contained within a bottle.
它是倒出来的香膏。
But His name is like ointment poured forth.
所以玉瓶要先被打碎。
So this bottle, this vase first needs to be broken.
玉瓶是代表什么呢？
So what does this, this bottle represent?
玉瓶好不好啊?
Is our jade vases, are they good?
玉瓶好不好?
Our bottles, are these vases good?
很好,对不对?
Yes.
可是玉瓶不打破香膏就出不来。
However, if a jade bottle, if it's not broken, then the ointment can't come out.
玉瓶就代表我们的自己。
This jade bottle, it represents ourselves.
我想我们都有这样的经历,就是我们都很爱我们的自己。
We all have this experience that we love ourselves.
特别在家庭生活的时候呢，那我们在夫妻相处的时候，常常都会觉得自己对。
Particularly in our family lives, especially in our relationship with our spouses, we all feel that we are right.
但主不是说谁对谁错。
But the Lord never says who's right, who's wrong.
对的也是一个玉瓶，错的也是一个玉瓶。
If you're right, you're just a jade vase. If you are wrong, you're still a jade vase.
两个都要打破。
You need to break both.
家里不是讲理的地方。
Your home is not a place where you speak of reason.
家里是讲爱的地方。
It's a place where you speak of love.
对不对？
Isn't that right?
玛利亚为什么她把她这箱玉瓶打碎呢？
Why was it that Mary broke this vase, this bottle?
因为她爱主。
Because she loved the Lord.
真是愿意让我们看见主耶稣他的美丽， 他的这样的一个圣洁，这样荣耀的生命，好像我们甘心愿意的帮将自己破碎在主的面前。
We so desire to come to know the sinless, beautiful life of our Lord Jesus, so that we'd be willing to break our own bottles before Him.
打破玉瓶就是舍己。
When you break this jade vase, it means that you are denying yourself.
舍己就是说愿意说对不起。
If you deny yourself, it means you're willing to say, I'm sorry.
我想我们常常都有这样的经历，当有难处的时候，不管是在家庭，或在工作，或在弟兄姐妹当中呢，当两个人有难处的时候呢，最不容易讲的话就是对不起。
I believe that we all have this experience, whether it is at home or whether at work or at church, that when you have a difficulty between two people, the most difficult thing to say is I'm sorry.
主耶稣是怎么样的？
Why, what was like our Lord?
基督爱我们，为我们舍了自己，当作馨香的供物和祭物来献给神。
Our Lord Jesus, He Himself, because of His love, gave Himself up for us, an offering and a sacrifice to God as a fragrant aroma.
连主这样圣洁生荣耀的生命，他都愿意舍了自己。
In His holiness, He was willing to offer up Himself.
那我们这样卑贱的生命，这样一个犯罪的生命，这样一个常常是在有会犯错，而且在黑暗里面的生命呢？自己的生命的里面，我们难道不愿意来舍己吗？
So for a very base, a sinful, a weak life like us, aren't we willing to offer up ourselves?
真是愿意我们一同来效法神，像蒙慈爱的儿女一样。
May we all be more and more like our Lord, just like beloved children of God.
这个不是讲道理的。
This is not about speaking of logic or reason.
这不是人家能够来说服我们。
This is not something that others can deal with us.
哦，但愿我们从心里面。我们真是愿意来像主一样，来愿意像自己死。
This is something within our hearts that we would be willing to die to ourselves.
当我们像自己死，我们就可以像神活。
And when you are willing to die to yourself, then you can live unto God.
当玉瓶被打碎，香膏的香气就充满了整个屋子。
When this jade vase is able to be broken, then this perfume, this fragrance can fill the whole house.
亲爱的弟兄姐妹们
，Dear brothers and sisters，
我们是不是常常愿意？来舍己呢？
Are we often willing to deny ourselves?
常常愿意来受伤呢？
Are we willing to be wounded?
常常愿意被主来制作，来被主来破碎呢？
Are we willing to be dealt with and crushed by the Lord?
因为只有这条道路才能够经过苦难达到荣耀的道路。
Because this is the only path that through suffering you can attain to glory.
我们也可以不舍己。
You can also not deny yourself.
圣经上讲到一种人，他们就是不舍己的人。
There's a group of people in the Bible, the Lord tells us, that do not deny themselves.
在耶利米书48章11节，这样说。
In Jeremiah 48:11, it says,
摩押自幼年以来常享安逸，如酒在渣滓上澄清，没有从这个器皿倒到那个器皿里，也未曾被掳去，因此他的原味尚存，香气未变。
Moab has been at ease since his youth. He has also been undisturbed like wine on its dregs, and he has not been empty from vessel to vessel, nor has he gone into exile. Therefore, he retains his flavor, and his aroma has not changed.
所以这原来哈，他说他的原味尚存，香气未变呢，其实不是特别讲香哈。
And here in the aroma is not fragrance. It's not smell. Does not smell good.
原来的气味没有变。
Its original smell has not changed.
为什么它没有变呢？
Why has it not changed?
因为它从小就是很安逸的。
Because it was very comfortable from its youth.
它从来没有被倒过。
It has never been poured out.
也没有被掳去。
Never been captured.
它还是老样子。
It's still like how it used to be.
摩押就预表肉体。
Moab represents the flesh.
我们在信主以前呢，我们都是肉属肉体的人。
Before we believed in the Lord, we were all of the flesh.
肉体是喜欢安逸的。
Flesh enjoys comfort.
肉体不希望受伤的。
The flesh does not want to be hurt.
肉体不希望被倒来倒去的。
The flesh does not want to be poured out.
哦，愿主来开启我们的眼睛。
May the Lord open up our eyes.
如果我们是这样的话，那我们就是原味尚存，那个气味不变。
Then if we are like this, then you retain your flavor and your aroma has not changed.
真是愿意我们常常被愿意被倒在主的手中被主来倒一下。
May we be willing to be poured out in the hand of our Lord.
主的名如倒出来的香膏。
Because His name is like ointment poured forth.
我们要被破碎，我们要被制作，我们才有主的香气可以从我们里面流出来。
We need to be crushed and dealt with so that the fragrance of Christ can come out.
另外，怎么样来流露主的香气呢？
another point on how we can be poured out to have this fragrance of life.
就是来降卑，我们来做一个在主面前做一个谦卑的人。
Is that you need to humble yourself before the Lord?
我们知道，当主要上十字架以前，门徒一起聚集的时候，他们在争论谁为大。
We know that before the Lord Jesus went up on the cross, the disciples were arguing among themselves who was the greatest.
主告诉他们说，外邦人有君王为主治理他们，有大臣超权管束他们，只是你们中间不可以这样。
He said to them, you know that the rulers of the Gentiles lord it over them, and their great men exercise authority over them. However, it's not this way among you.
在你们中间，谁愿意为大的，就必做你们的用人。
But whoever wishes to become great among you shall be your servant.
谁愿意为首的，就要做你们众人的仆人。
Whoever wishes to be first among you shall be your slave.
正如人子来，不是要受人的服侍，乃是要服侍人，并且要舍命。
Just as the Son of Man did not come to be served, but to serve, and to give his life a ransom for many.
主耶稣从天上到地上来，他一路，他就是往前，他一路就是舍己。
The Lord Jesus came from heaven to earth, and all along the way, he was denying himself, he was suffering.
他不是来受人的服侍，乃是要服侍人，并且舍命做多人的赎价。
He was not here to be served, but to serve, and to give his life to redeem many back to himself.
门徒的想法，那时候跟主完全相反，对不对？
The thoughts of the disciples were completely opposite from the Lord.
他们就是要争谁为大。
They were constantly arguing among themselves who was the greatest.
对不起，我讲一件事情，可能翻译会有点困难哈。
Sorry for my translation.
你知道臭怎么写吗？在中文。
How do you write smelly or bad odor in Chinese?
就是自己很大啊，再加一点。
Yourself is great and an extra dot.
每个人想要伟大的时候，就是很臭的时候。
Anytime you want to be great, that is when you have, that's when you smell.
主的生命是完全相反。
The life of our Lord is completely opposite.
是一个降卑的生命。
It is a humble life.
是一个服侍人的生命。
It is a life that serves.
是一个舍命的生命。舍命。
It's a life that gives of itself.
原因我们在服侍的当中，在教会的里面，在家庭里面，我们都存这样的心。
May we all have this heart in our family and in our services.
我们都能够看别人比自己强。
That we would see others greater, higher than ourselves.
我们就愿意来服侍，做一个服侍人的人，而不是被服侍的人。
So that we would be one that serves and not served by others.
还有一点，怎么样子能够来流露主的馨香呢？
There is another point on how we can have the outflow of the fragrance of Christ.
就是做一个给的人。
Be a person who gives.
在腓立比书这里，保罗说：“他说我样样都有，并且有余，而且充足。”然后他说，他从以巴弗提受你们的馈送，就是腓立比教会的馈送，当作极美的香气，为神所收纳。
Here in Philippians, Paul tells us that he has received everything in full and have in abundance. He is amply supplied, having received from Epaphroditus what they had sent, a fragrant aroma, an acceptable sacrifice, well pleasing to God.
所以怎么样能够让主的馨香能够流露呢？
So how can the fragrance of God be poured out from us?
就是做一个给的人。
Be a person who gives.
哦，我们感谢主。
We thank our Lord.
主的生命是一个给的生命。
The life of our Lord is one that gives.
主说你们白白得来，也要白白舍去。
He said, you have freely received, you should freely give.
我们有什么可以给别人呢？
So what do you have to give?
主说什么？
What does the Lord say?
主说你有两件褂子，就要来一件给别人。
If you have two garments, give one to the other.
如果有弟兄在苦难，在穷苦之中，你不能够说，你平平安安去吧。
If a brother is in need, don't say to him, peace, peace, and go on your way.
因为相爱不要只在言语和舌头上，总要在行为和诚实上。
Because love must not only be in words, but also in action and in deeds.
我们常常需要被主来提醒。
We need to be reminded by the Lord often.
让我们能够做一个给的人。
Be a person who gives.
还有一件事情，我们每个人都能给的。
And there's another thing that every one of us can give.
就是传福音。
Which is to share the gospel.
最近我听了一个姊妹的见证，很受感动。
I recently heard a testimony from a sister which greatly moved me.
姊妹回中国，然后向她的家人传福音。
Our sister, she went back to China to share the gospel with her family.
她是这样子的，靠主能够放胆啊。
And she relied on the Lord to have such great courage.
所以她因为她这样子愿意为主做见证呢，所以她的父母和她的家人呢，就信主了。
And so because she was willing to give testimony for the Lord, her entire family, they came to believe.
还不只是这样。
And not only so,
她也到她的弟兄、她先生的家里面去。
She also went to the family of her husband.
然后她弟兄呢跟她讲说啊，别去了，没什么用。
And her husband said to her, "No need to go. It's not going to be of any use."
但她还是去了。
But she still went.
她还是要给啊。
She still wanted to give.
因为她里面是很这样子满了主的爱、主的丰富啊。
Because she was filled with the love and abundance of our Lord.
她去了以后呢，连她弟兄的家人也信主了。
And so after she went, the family of her husband, they also came to believe.
哦，真的是我听了非常受感动。
And when I heard this, I was greatly moved.
啊，因为我常常有时候没有那样子的勇敢的来跟别人传福音。
Because oftentimes I don't have that courage to share the gospel with others.
有时候对家人传福音是更难的。
And sharing the gospel with your family is even more difficult.
你请人来福音聚会还比较容易一点。
It's perhaps easier to ask others to come to the gospel meeting.
但是你要跟家人传福音是更难的。
But it's even more difficult to share the gospel with your family.
因为他天天看你啊。
Because every day they watch you.
他知道你是香的还是臭的。
They know whether you are fragrant or you smell bad.
哦，但愿我们能够得着主的生命，被主来改变。
May we all begin by His life, so that we be changed.
然后呢，能够流露主的馨香。
So that we outflow His fragrance from our lives.
放胆的来为主做见证。
And be courageous in sharing the gospel.
哎呀，真的是，如果能够流露主的馨香，何等的好啊！
It's so good to have the fragrance of Christ be flowing out from us.
那现在大家，如果你到亚洲去哈，到这个中国或台湾去，你就发现这个卖东西的人呢，嘴都很甜的。
And so we know now, if you are to go to Asia, if you encounter anyone who wants to sell something to you, they have very persuasive words.
哎呀，他们就说：“帅哥啊，美女啊，进来坐。”
They say, "Hey, you who are so handsome, you beauty over there, come here."
哎，这次我去呢，我就听到一个事情，真的吓我一跳。
So this time when I went and I heard this, I was greatly surprised.
那边一个女孩就说：“女神啊，请你进来。”
Because one person said, "Hey, you goddess, come."
Oh yeah, 我想这帅哥美女还可以啊。
I said, "Just being handsome or beautiful is already okay."
啊，这个讲女神这太过头了吧。
It's too much to be called a goddess.
Oh, 这是人的一个喜欢，人的里面的喜好。
This is man's way of doing things.
那主要的是什么？
But what does the Lord want?
人能够留在人的心里面，让人里面会感动的是什么呢？
What is it that can move the hearts of other people?
是主的馨香。
It is the fragrance of our Lord.
也许看不见，也许摸不着，也许听不见。
Perhaps you can't see it, you can't touch it, you can't hear it.
但是那馨香之气，当我们接受到主的爱，当我们受到弟兄姐妹的关心和爱，那馨香之气却常常会在我们的里面。
But the fragrance, once you have touched it in another brother or sister, when it comes upon us, we can touch it often.
最后，愿意跟弟兄姐妹来分享盖恩夫人的见证。
And lastly, I want to share with you the testimony of Sister Madame Guyon.
我想很多弟兄姐妹也许熟悉盖恩夫人。
And perhaps many of you are familiar with Madame Guyon.
她的一生就是十字架的经历。
Her entire life was an experience of the cross.
她在1648年生在法国。
She was born in 1648 in France.
1717年过世69岁。
And she passed away in 1717. She was 69 years old.
她15岁的时候呢，她就嫁给一位大她22岁的先生。
When she was 15 years old, she was married to a person, to her husband, who was 22 years her senior.
她的一生经过许多的苦难，包括幼年的时候被母亲的虐待，丈夫的无情，甚至对婆婆的责骂。
And all her life, she suffered much. She was abused as a child. She went through much suffering under the hands of her husband as well as her mother-in-law.
她说她本来是非常活泼的，可是被磨练到像一只被剪过羊毛的羊羔一样。
She previously was a very lively person, but afterwards, through all the suffering, she was like a sheep that had been sheared.
她婚后的时候呢，她家人也不让她过尽简的生活，对她像对奴隶一样。
And after she was married, her new family also did not allow her to live a very pious life, but she was treated like a slave.
但是她在苦难中，她学习绝对来顺服神。
But in her suffering, she learned to completely trust the Lord.
她让自己被破碎。
She allowed herself to be crushed.
她也不怨天尤人，让神接受神的雕刻和制作。
She never complained to God or man, and she allowed the Lord to deal with her.
她没有恨她的仇敌，反而为他们祷告，爱他们。
She did not hate her enemies, but rather she prayed for them.
她讲一句话很好。
She said something that was very interesting, very good.
她说：“怒气是骄傲的女儿。”
She says, "Anger is the daughter of jealousy."
Oh, proud. 一个真正谦卑的人就不应该在任何就不会让任何的事情就使他发怒。
And so there is
真正谦卑的人他就不会发怒。
One who is truly humble will not have anger.
在人的里面骄傲是最后死掉的。
Pride is the very last to die in a person.
在他的里面。
In the inward part of a person.
在人的外表上脾气是最后一个死去的人。
And the temper is the last outwardly to die.
所以当一个人如果是像骄傲死然后呢就没有脾气了。
If you die to pride, then you will not have anger or temper.
哦、oh, 我想我们都是骄傲的人。
We are all those who are very proud.
我们容易发脾气的人。
It's so easy for us to have our tempers.
但愿主光照我们。
May the Lord enlighten us.
让我们让主的在主的手中让他被他制作被他来雕削也被他来破碎。
May we be dealt with, may we be crushed by our Lord.
所以我们里面就没有骄傲。
So that there will no longer be any pride within us.
我们外面也没有怒气。
So that we'll have no anger outwardly as well.
哦、oh, 我们的姊妹她能够这样做因为她里面充满着神。
Our sister, she was able to do this because within her, she was filled with God.
甚至她被天主教来诬告、冤枉，然后坐牢，她一点也不怀怨。
And she was also oppressed by the Catholic Church to the point where she was imprisoned, and she never complained about it.
在经过许多的查验检查的以后呢，他们找不到她一点的错，但是她越找不到错的时候呢，他们就越说她是有罪的。
However, the church also tried to find out if there was anything wrong in her, but there was nothing. And so the more they sought, the more they wanted to condemn her for any sin.
当我读到这里的时候，我就想到我们的姊妹说的，就像主耶稣一样。
And so when I read about this in our sister, I thought about our Lord.
哦，但愿我们也来像我们的姊妹一样，我们来跟随我们的主。
May we also be like our sister in following our Lord.
让他住在我们里面，让主住在我们里面来改变我们。
May the Lord dwell in us to change us.
主的名如同倒出来的香膏。
Because His name is like ointment poured forth.
我们的姊妹说，在他的里面呢，这个膏油就医治了他一切的创伤。然后让他享受到与主同在的甘甜。
Our sister says that the Lord Jesus, He was like that ointment that had healed all the wounds inside of her.
主在他里面的爱呢，就是爱火呢，就烧掉他所有的自己。
And so the love of our Lord within her burned away all the things that belonged to herself.
所以他的自传的书名叫什么呢
？And so what is the name of her autobiography? Autobiography.
馨香的末药
The
sweet
smelling myrrh.
馨香的末药
Sweet smelling myrrh.
我们是不是能够成为馨香的末药
Can we also be sweet smelling myrrh?
啊，这本书我们有姊妹在我们当中把它整本都翻译出来
Our sister among us, she has also translated this entire book.
那如果还没有读过的，我们可以来读，不管是读简易本或者是全本。
And so, if you haven't read it, you can read it through, whether it's abridged version or the full version.
我们的姊妹，她实在是一位一生来跟随主的人。
Our sister was one who followed the Lord all her life.
我们呢
？What about us?
我们是不是也愿意这样来跟随主呢
？Are we also willing to follow the Lord?
我们是不是愿意主的馨香来代替我们这样的一个臭的生命
？Are we willing for the fragrance of our Lord to replace our bad-smelling life?
我们是不是愿意主的爱来在我们里面来燃烧，烧去所有卑贱下品呢
Do we allow the love of the Lord burn away all the things that smell bad within us?
让我们学着主的舍己。让我们学习主他像馨香的供物一样来献给神。
May we learn of the sacrifice of our Lord and offer ourselves up as that fragrant aroma.
我们一起祷告。
Let's pray.
主，我们在你的面前，我们来向你悔改。
Lord Jesus, we repent before you.
哦，多少时候我们还是这样不像你。
So many times we are so unlike you.
我们发出的是我们天然臭的生命。
And the aroma from us is the foul smelling natural life.
哦，主啊，但是我们感谢你。
But we thank you.
哦，你用你荣耀的生命，你那圣洁的无瑕疵的生命，主已经要来代替我们的生命。
You have used your holy, your blameless, your fragrant life to replace ours.
让我们因信你可以得到这样一个无罪。 这样一个馨香的一个生命。
And you want to gain the sinless, fragrant life from us.
主，我们就愿意把自己让在你的手中。
So we place ourselves in your hand.
让你来制作，让你来雕学，让你来割开我们的人，哦，让你能够，哦，让我们在你的手中能够被倾倒。
May you carve, may you deal with our natural life so that we may pour out our life before you.
主啊，我们也愿意像那个玉瓶一样来被打碎。
We want to be like that jade vase that is broken before you.
让主的馨香可以流出来。
So that your fragrance may come out.
哦，如果没有流露主的馨香，主，我们实在对不起你。
Lord, if it does not come out, Lord, we are so sorry.
我们如果没有在家庭里面做见证，对不起你。
Lord, in our family life, we are sorry.
主。因为我们衰微，愿你兴旺。
Lord, we pray that we would decrease, you would increase.
哦，让你这样荣耀的生命，这样馨香的生命，可以一天一天的长大在我们的里面。
So that this fragrant life would grow gradually every day within us.
好，让我们能够在家庭、在工作、在聚会当中，主，我们都流露主的馨香。
So that in our family, at work, and also in your gathering, that your fragrance would come out from us.
Oh, 我们知道人的话何等有限。
Lord, the words of humans are so limited.
愿圣灵在对我们说话。
May the Holy Spirit speak to us.
好像我们把自己让在主的手中。
So that we be willing to place ourselves in your hand.
主，你得着我。
May you gain us.
啊，让你的。让你荣耀的心意在每一个儿女里面被成全。
So that your glorious purpose may be attained in every one of us.
让你在教会里面得到荣耀。
So that you may gain glory in the church.
祷告奉主耶稣的名。
We pray this in the name of our Lord Jesus. Amen.
Amen.